Welcome. Barry Rapkin here, welcoming you to my April podcast of The Skeptical Analyst. The discussion topic for this month is the digital insurer, or really, the myth of the digital insurer. Myths have always been with us. Unicorns, Cupid, Easter Bunny, Gen AI taking over all of society, the digital insurer. The portfolio of cyber age technologies and applications was really enabling the hope of the digital insurer. Mobile, digital, web accessible, cloud enabled, video supporting architecture. It's accelerating the quick and easy to use client friendly commerce applications. These technologies are expanding commerce from the time-limited three-dimensional terrestrial geography to a four-dimensional digital space that enables anytime, anywhere commerce. Most people, clients, brokers, insurance employees, others, expect insurers to be an active example of a firm conducting commerce in this new four-dimensional space, or at least, at the very least, rapidly deploying initiatives to become such a commerce participant. The fulfillment of this expectation of insurers is summarized as becoming a digital insurer. The expectation is further fueled, say that four times fast, further fueled by the far too many people who believe that insurance is a commodity. No line of insurance is a commodity. None, zilch, zip, nope, sorry. But the digital insurer is a myth. For at least three reasons. One, digital insurers don't exist. Well, they exist in the same realm as Cupid and the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus and Gen AI taking over the world. Oh, run to the hills. Gen AI is taking over everything. Oh, my God. We're going to regulate it to death and strangle it. Oh, sorry. Number two, the likelihood of digital insurers ever existing is extremely low. Extremely low. Even an electronic microscope wouldn't measure how low the probability is of a digital insurer existing. And three, digital insurers to me means insurers are able to conduct every function, whether internal to the insurer, internal to the insurer's value chain, or external to the insurer, supporting commerce in an entirely digital manner. Throughout their entire ecosystem, everything is being done with digital, or actually, should I say, cyber artifacts. Digital, mobile, web, cloud, the whole shebang. And given that I'm living here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, the whole enchilada. So what is a digital insurer? I gave one answer, the cyber artifacts that are enabling digital commerce to happen in this new cyber age. But digital insurers should support all aspects of insurance commerce, whether from prospective clients, clients themselves, brokers, third-party claim adjusters, outside counsel, regulators, reinsurers, and support client purchase, insurer administrative services, customer service, and claim service, and all other functional operations through those cyber artifacts. Through those mobile, digital, cloud, web combination, fusion of technologies and their applications for the support of commerce. Now, let's consider one reality that stands in the way of any insurer becoming a digital insurer. There's always going to exist a mixture of physical artifacts and digital artifacts, at most, if not at every point in an insurer's value chain or ecosystem. Walk the halls of third-party claims adjusters or outside counsel or medical or rehabilitation hospitals for workers' comp, physical rehab, medical recoveries. Any physical artifacts there as you're walking along and looking to the left and to the right? Any paper? Any file folders? Any file cabinets? Any medical equipment? Or ask the police stations that are providing accident reports if they would send those reports digitally and in a standardized manner that every single police station in every town, county, unincorporated area, city, and state in the United States uses. One standardized manner to send the various types of accident reports or any other kind of police reports that you as an insurer need or that your claim adjuster needs. Firehouses to put out fires at your commercial clients' facilities. How do they report information to your insurance company? Digitally? On paper? And if either one, do they use standardized forms? Now, how about body shops? Repairing your clients' commercial vehicles, the commercial cars, the trucks, other transportation. Do those body shops use standardized reporting? Whether they're using digital means or analog means or some combination? Clients, your own clients, your prospective clients. Do your own clients have any physical artifacts on site or physical artifacts they need to pursue their own commerce with their own clients? There will never be a true digital insurer. Paper and other physical artifacts will continue to exist for a very, 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 very long time. No, actually forever. A digital insurer, if it ever comes to an existence, and I doubt it can, will have to be a multi-headed beast. One capable of conducting commerce digitally, entirely digitally. Not a speck of paper to be found anywhere from any information that's flowing into the insurance company. From anyone who's doing business or wants to do business with the insurer. No paper, sorry. Or the digital insurer will have to conduct commerce entirely with physical artifacts. There may be clients out there who, I know the horror of it all, who don't want to use digital artifacts. They don't want to use digital processes. They don't want to use mobile apps. I know the horror of it all. But I bet they're out there. They might even still have printers on site or fax machines. Fax machines, oh my goodness, what a horror. Or, quite possibly, a digital insurer will have to be able to do business in a multitude of ways. A mixture of clients with a mixture of digital artifacts and physical artifacts. Moreover, digital insurers, if they become more than a myth, will have to conduct commerce simultaneously in the digital world, the analog world, and in hybrid worlds, where there is a mixture of digital and physical artifacts. Other realities supporting my belief that digital insurers really are not going to exist. The various enterprises that an insurance company does business with, those enterprises, as I mentioned, will have their own mixture of physical and digital artifacts. They'll have their own plans for, budget for, resources for, and pace of adoption of business systems to transform their own enterprises into a digital enterprise. And of course, there's that other reality that every point of that value chain, as I said, whether it's a client, a prospective client, whether it's a claims adjuster, whether it's a regulator, whether it's a reinsurer, are going to have a mixture of physical artifacts and digital artifacts. And even if they have plans to transform most of their physical artifacts into digital artifacts, they may not be either moving as fast as you want them to move, you being wanting to be a digital insurer, or they may be transforming some of their physical artifacts into digital systems, not the digital systems you would rather have become digital systems first. If you had to set your priorities for your clients and other touch points for what systems you would want them to have to be digitally, they may not agree with your prioritization. They may not. You have to figure that they won't. So, will the quest for digital insurance persist? Of course, it'll persist. Consultants need revenue. Consultants need to knock on your door and say, hey, we can help you become a digital insurer. Of course, you're not on an island unto yourself, but let's ignore that. And industry analysts, whether technology analysts or financial analysts, they need an overarching vision to write about. They need the big idea so they can churn out content. And digital natives will continue to hope and dream, but I truly believe that their emotional investment will be unrequited. And that is a wrap. Thanks for listening. Next month, I'm not sure what next month's podcast might be. I think it's going to be not every risk is insurable, or it might be, is data managing you, or are you managing your data?